Amen. Are you happy to be out tonight?
Yes, amen.
He's truly wonderful to us. Give us another opportunity. Let's all stand if you like, please. And just bow our heads. We go before Him. Heavenly Father, Lord, You're truly wonderful. Oh, God, when we rise and have an opportunity to come, Lord, to fulfill Your word, Lord Jesus, and the joy that's in our hearts and the anticipation of knowing we're going to meet You, You're going to be here. Father, without a doubt, oh, You promised us, Lord, and it's so wonderful. Bless us now, Lord, each and every one. Father, may You just receive the glory and the praise of our worship. Lord, meet every need tonight, we ask. We love You so much and just look to You now, Father. In Your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise His name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn with me if you'd like. I'd like to start on page 170 in the Only Believe books. Where could I go but to the Lord? Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Oh, striving alone to face temptation sore. Oh, where could I go?
Amen. Think about it. Hallelujah.
Tell me, where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go? Cares on Him. Hallelujah. Page 236. Hey, man, I like to sing Look and Live.
Yes.
Beautiful little message, Saints.
Yes, yes.
Amen. I've a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. The message unto you I'll give. 'Tis recorded in His word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live.
Amen.
Oh, look and live, my brother, live. Oh, look to Jesus now and live. Oh, 'tis recorded in His word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. I've a message full of love. Hallelujah, a message, oh my friend, for you. 'Tis a message from the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus said it, and I know 'tis true.
Amen.
Oh, look and live. Oh, look to Jesus now and live. Hallelujah, it's only that you look and live. Life is offered unto you. Hallelujah,
amen. Take him up.
Eternal life shall have.
Amen.
If you'll only look to him. Hallelujah. Look to Jesus and say, oh, look and live, my brother, live. Oh, look to Jesus now and live. Oh, 'tis recorded in His word. Hallelujah. It's only that you look and live. I will tell you how I came. Hallelujah. To Jesus when He made me whole. Was believing on His name. Hallelujah. I trusted and He saved.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, look and live. My brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. Oh, 'tis recorded in His word. Hallelujah. It's only that you look and live.
Amen.
Oh, look and live. My brother, live. Oh, look to Jesus now and live. Oh, 'tis recorded in His word. Hallelujah. It's only that you look and live.
Amen. Look and live. Hallelujah. What a promise. Praise His holy name. Page 91. Same book just over.
Amen. I'm going through. Hallelujah. Lord, I have started to walk in the light shining upon me from heaven so bright. I bade the world and its follies adieu. I started in with Jesus and I'm going through.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way. I'm starting in with Jesus, I'm going through. Oh, there are many who start in the race, but with the light refuse to keep pace. Others accept it because it is.
but not very many expect to go through. Oh, I'm going through, amen. I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised view. I've started out with Jesus, and I'm going through. Oh, I'd rather walk with Jesus alone, half for a pillow, like Jacob the stone, living each moment with his face in view, then shrink from my pathway and fail to go through. Oh, I'm going through. Oh, hallelujah. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I've started out with Jesus, and I'm going through. Oh, brother, now, will you take up the cross? Listen, give up the world and count it as dross. Sell all thou hast. Oh, what a hallelujah. Then go through with Jesus and those who endure. Oh, I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I've started out in Jesus, and I'm going through. Amen. Are you determined to go through, saints? Amen. Oh, brother, now will you take up the cross? Do it tonight. Amen. If you haven't, come to know him. You'll never have a better friend, saints. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise his name. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? Praise his holy name. That's the blessing on him, if you will.
Lord, we thank you for everything you've done for us. The love you put in our hearts for you, Lord. We pray you bless this service and have our new way in everything we say and do. Bless us all and put up in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. I am determined. I've made up my mind.
Yes,
praise his name. I am determined, I made up my mind, I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I am determined, I made up my mind, I'll serve the Lord. I'll follow wherever he leads, I'll pass wherever he feeds. Oh, I am determined, I made up my mind, I'll serve the Lord. Amen. Oh, I am determined. Amen. Are you determined? I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I'll follow wherever he leadeth. I'll pasture wherever he feedeth. Oh, I am determined, I made up my mind, I'll serve the Lord.
Amen.
That's a blessing, saints. It's a wonderful gift if he placed that determination. Amen. That desire in your heart. How many have requests tonight for him? Amen. We got a special request for brother, for Sister Leffler. Take us, Maryland. So hold her in your prayers. Amen. Brother Kevin, would you like to take the request tonight?
Gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your mercy and your grace in our lives. Lord for another wonderful opportunity. Lord,
yes.
The house of the Lord and build your presence here. Lord, it's just so wonderful to be with brothers and sisters of like faith. Lord, singing these songs, Lord. Oh, Lord, knowing that, Father, one of these days it's going to take place, Father. We just love you and appreciate you for all that you've done for us in our lives. We pray, Lord, tonight as we come, that, Father, you know every need.
Yes.
Lord, what it might be on each person's heart. Yes. Lord, we just ask that you grant it. We pray for our sister also tonight, Lord. Yes. Love, Lord, that you would just work whatever needs to be done in that situation. Yes. Also, Father, we just hold her up in prayer. Brother Bobby also, Father, if you continue to bless him, Father, continue to inspire him, Lord, to keep pressing on.
Yes.
And Lord, that each and every one of us, Lord, may we just have a cry in our hearts tonight, Lord, to have this word revealed to us that you're going to speak to us, to our precious brothers. And just have your way in the service, we ask, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you have a song tonight, Karen? Let's be coming.
The cry of my heart is surrender to Jesus, so his characteristics can be displayed in my life, showing my heart has turned back to the faith of the brothers, it's time. Brothers, it's time. Heed the call of the Spirit. It's between death and life. We've got to be so sincere. For by a chain of God's word, over hell we all hang. Just one word left out, you've broken your chain. I'm willing to trade what this present world offers for this new life of faith. You can't see with natural eyes, counting all things contrary that would hinder my progress, taking note daily, 'cause brothers, it's time. Brothers, it's time. Heed the call of Spirit. It's between death and life. We've got to be so sincere. For by a chain of God's word, over hell we all hang. Just one word left out, you've broken your chain.
Amen. Let's all stand together, if you will. Praise his name. We ask our brother Finley to come. Sing a little chorus. Only believe. Hallelujah.
Only believe. Only believe.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, once more, we have come, Lord, with great hearts, with anticipation in our hearts, Lord, to have you speak to us the way of your word. And Lord, we just ask that we would find something in these precious scriptures and quotes, Lord, that would help us to press on, Lord, and maybe give ourselves a little greater dedication over to you, Lord, or whatever you would have seen fit. For Lord, it's your word, and it is spirit, and it is life. And Lord, it's what we've got to hold on to, Lord. It's the only thing, Lord, that's going to bring an assurance into our hearts that, Lord, we know exactly where we're standing. And Lord, we just ask that your precious word would continue to grow so much greater in our hearts and in our lives, Lord, till it takes us completely over. And we just ask your blessings upon your word this night, Lord, that it would do the work that's needed, Lord, and help us in our walk with you. And we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. While we're still standing, I'd like to turn our Bibles over to Romans, the 8th chapter, for a little exhortation this evening. Amen. Very familiar scriptures we're going to read and quotes, but just want to refresh our minds to some of these things. Praying that something would be said for the young, the old, middle-aged, for all of us to help us along our way. Amen. But we're going to read that Romans, the 8th chapter, and the 28th verse, starting. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And right away, we've got to remember that Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, I know that you love me. And that's how we know that we love him, when we see the word tell us to do something. And we see it manifested in our lives or take place. The desire is there to see it accomplished. To them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. May the Lord bless reading these words. You may be seated. Amen. As we have read this many, many times, and young, old, all of us, we've got to see that the scriptures was given for a purpose. And God's called and predestinated a people to be conformed to his image. And how we can see Paul as he put this in there. And then I'm going to turn over to Romans the 12th chapter if you would like to. And read here what Paul said. Just a couple chapters over. Amen. As he was giving message instruction to the church. Amen. Romans 12 and 1. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. A little sentence that sometimes we may read over as we're reading the scripture. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And how we can see the age in which we're living, and how Brother Branham brought many messages about God's power to transform and the different things he spoke about, but how we can truly see the age in which we're living and how the Satan's civilization as it's grown and taken place. And we want to remember this, as Brother Branham said this in the third Exodus, preached June 30th, 1963. He said, this is page 23, paragraph 154. Now remember, there's only two. Don't forget this. There's only two powers. One is a spiritual power of the Holy Spirit. And the other one is the devil working through intellectual power. For that's where he entered into the Garden of Eden. Through intellectual powers to make Eve believe in an intellectual conception against the word. Just as plain as it could be, the kids could get that. And that's the way that it's been the whole way down through. And how we can see that everything that's taken place around us, and we want to make sure that we're grasping that, even us as young people, is we sit here and you're raising up here when your parents are raising you. But we must remember everything in this world is controlled by two powers. There's two spirits, God's spirit and Satan's spirit. And we must realize that everything that's around us, one or the other is controlling. And we know that as we come in and gather in here, that God's Spirit's here. And the precious word that we hear, the instruction that we hear as we gather in here, for each one of us, there's a place. It's God's Spirit moving, trying to get us to a place. But the minute we walk out those doors, it's Satan's Eden. Everything around us, all of the Just look at all throughout the land and the age in which we live, the way civilization has went. You know, it used to be there wasn't all the things there is. Telephones and TVs and computers and all of the stuff is Satan, as Brother Branham puts it here in the message, God's power to transform. He had read a scripture and then he started here at paragraph 70, and this was preached in 65. I didn't write down the actual month. Actually, it was September the 11th. He says, the deformer. I know this seems rather strange to speak of it in this way, to deform. But that's what he was. He deformed and perverted. Pervert means to be changed over and made something different. And deform is the same thing that's been brought over, deformed, and made in another way. Yet it's still the same seed, but it's deformed. And we find that this deformer has also had the same amount of time to deform as God has had to transform. And he has planted his seed, never planted his seed in the Garden of Eden. Since that time, he has had 6,000 years of deforming the seed of God, the word of God, to deform it and make it something different. The first time Eve listened to him and God herself, just one little phrase. Remember, first Satan quoted the scripture just as clear as it could be. God said, you shall not eat of that tree in the Garden of Eden. You shall not eat of every tree. And remember, Eve said, yes, we may eat of every tree but the tree that's in the midst of the garden. We mustn't touch it. Now watch. In his message, twist the word just a little bit, saying, Eve said, for God said that if we do this, that day we die. But he said, oh, surely you will not die. And how we've heard this spoken on many times here. But as we, each and every one of us, are maturing in the Lord and we're growing, and God's bringing us along. And even you young people, as your parents are trying to raise you up and teach you the right ways, they're teaching you what God has laid on their heart to teach you and to raise you up in. But Satan's right behind to try and tear down everything that God's trying to teach you. And as you face life, our education system, our schools, everything we have in this life is contrary to God's word. And Satan has perverted it. It starts out, you know, as a child, we try to learn to read. And we have to be taught to read. And as we begin to read, that creates a love for reading in a person. And as you begin to grow up, it begins to be different type of materials that you want to read. And then more over here and more of this. And how Satan has got into what they call young Christian literature, so to speak. And he begins to pervert it. And he pulls it so that it's taking people away. It's taking children away from what God had intended for them. And how everything is geared for Satan's economy, Satan's civilization. And we must see that as adults and as parents, we do see it. And we try to instruct our children, but a lot of our children are becoming of age of accountability. You're getting to the age where you know what's right and wrong, the same as I know what's right and wrong. And we must each make a choice. God's Holy Spirit comes. We're placed here in this little building. We have a wonderful pastor that comes. God lays the word upon his heart and he brings it forth. But each one of us, as we reach that place, each one of us has got to find a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That he means something to me, not just a story I read out of this Bible or this book, so to speak. Noah wasn't just a story that was written on pages just because it was a story from long ago. But there's a reality to the words that's brought across this platform. God is real. We read about him in the Old Testament, parting the Red Sea. We read of all of these things. And maybe from a youth we've heard it and learned it, just like the rich young ruler in the Bible. I've done everything. But as we begin to grow older and we come in, the word is talking to our hearts. And it's trying to give us direction and show us the paths in which we should take. And how God is ever mindful of his little seed, and the word is here. But how we must make sure that we don't just get caught in a rut. That I'm just going to church because mommy and daddy's going to church. I'm not just going to church because my brother and sister do, or my mom and dad go there. I'm going to continue to go there. And that goes for all of us. But it must be a personal relationship that Jesus Christ called me for a purpose. Amen. There's a purpose in my life that every word must be fulfilled. And that I must stand for him in this last day and be a vessel that he can use, a vessel that he can manifest through. But how Satan is just got into everything. He's into the church. He's into everything, trying all he can to tear down and to tear us under and to keep us from achieving what God sent us here to do. And how there's just so many things that we can go back and look and see. But this Bible, this precious words, these quotes, this is our direction. This should be our life. Not just because, oh, who was Brother Branham? Brother Branham said, but we've got to find out for ourselves. And it starts with, Lord, fill me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's a lot of things you won't understand when you read these spoken word books as a young person. A lot of scriptures you're going to read that ain't maybe going to make much sense to you. As you read it, you're not going to have an understanding. It may seem jumbled, but that's why we must be born again. For when God's Spirit settles down on the inside, it brings an understanding to every scripture, an understanding to every word, and it'll bring about a reality in our lives. When we read in the scriptures where it says, children, obey your parents, it doesn't become no more just a word that was read, but it becomes something on the inside that works from the inside out. And it's something you can't do that in your own self. Just the same as I can't never be what God wants me to be if I don't give Him a full surrenderance of my life. And anyone else sitting here, we must each one come God's provided way and come in tune with the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, take me in your hands and mold me and fill me with your Holy Spirit and let me be what you would have me be. But we're living in this age and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And everything we touch is more of Satan than of God. He's into the sports, ball games. He's into everything. I like to hunt and fish, and I don't have hunting magazines anymore, but I used to get hunting magazines and things. And how Satan even began to get into that. Bringing naked women, put them on every page in there. Hide them here, put them there. It's his civilization, it's his method, the way that he works. And he's got right down in the works of everything we do, how we dress. He dressed the woman of this day. He's in everything. He designs the clothes. Everything about this civilization was Satan's purpose. Yes, and how we must watch and make sure. It's become a civilization of the American dream is everyone has to be the same. Everybody has to have the best. Everything has to be so good. And I'm sure if you could ask some of these kids that go to public schools, they could tell you that if your shoes don't have a Nike swoosh on them or some of these other Under Armour logos and things on your clothes, you're made fun of because you don't have the stuff of the day. But God doesn't care about none of that. God looks upon one thing, and that's your heart. And it doesn't matter, and He needs somebody to be an oddball in this last day. He needs teenagers that can be Christ-like and filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He needs adults that are truly filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That as we go through our jobs and our careers, that maybe it would mean more money if I would just do this over here, but God's Word is holding us back and lining us up 100% and saying, you can't have that. God knows all about each one of us as we're walking through this life. But how much are we truly conforming to Jesus Christ? Or are we being deformed to the world? Well, it's all around us, saints. And you know, I know oftentimes we see all of these little quiz tests and stuff from Voice of God recordings. There's a place for them. And I think, you know, if you can... we should fill our minds with some more of that type stuff than the worldly literature that we have. Reading quizzes isn't going to save your soul. Being able to answer a Bible trivia question is not going to save you. But what you put into your mind, what you partake of, God can use that way more than anything else He can use in this that's out here in this civilization. And how that should be our goal as young people. What am I feeding on? Yes, maybe the reading that Bible is not entertaining as picking up some of this other stuff that's out here. But God is looking for people. And if there's something down in our heart when we come in here and the Holy Spirit's moving and I begin to feel a wooing down on the inside of my heart, I've got to feed that, not just here. But I've got to feed that wherever I go, and I've got to make sure that I'm looking for God. If there's something crying out down on the inside, I've got to make sure that I'm feeding that with something that God would be satisfied with. As a parent, when I see my children's crying out looking for something, I've got to be there to try to give them the right thing, the right direction. I've got to be there to try to point them in the way that they need to go and make sure this world is swallowing us up, saints. It's all around us. It's gross darkness. There was no light hardly left, Brother Branham said when he drew that. But he put a little in there. And how we've got to see where we're standing and where we're living and choose wisely the things. I know we were taught in the past that you shouldn't, you know, be careful about, we'd got in trouble for the Bible trivia games years ago at the church we used to go to. But there's a right way to do everything. Yes, sir. and a way to study and to show and to look at things and to talk about things. And how we should truly encourage our children to read the books and encourage them to read anything. Get them sat down with them and watch stuff that's building up them for this, not filling their mind up with trash of the world. And how Satan has used it and how we should be able to see it more now than we ever have at this late day. You know, when television first started, it looked like a harmless thing, so to speak. But you know, through television first came, adultery came right into it. It was an accepted thing. No problem with adultery anymore. All the filth that came with it. And then right on with it come the homosexuals, and it just got welcomed right in. They slowly, it just filtered in. It's brought all of the filth and the corruption that's in the land today. It's televised it. It's pushed it all over this world. And now that all that corruption's right on our cell phones, on our computers. It's in our homes. It's everywhere, readily, easily accessible. And you can't control it. I can't control it. And I know that for a fact because, saints, I can tell you I had internet when my parents had no idea I had internet in our home. I knew how to work things. I knew how to make it happen. But I'm not telling you that because that was something of a fact. But God had to change me. But I stand here as a witness, and I have an opportunity to try to push out a message to try to help you. That you don't have to walk the roads that I've had to travel and the heartaches I've had to endure. But God is searching for you. An open, willing heart. He's looking for something, and we have an opportunity to stand here with the Holy Spirit with us and to seek out and to push out these things that would hinder us. We're walking right before the appearing of the Lord. He could come any day. As our pastor brought this morning, we could pass away at any moment. But what is our life reflecting now? Where do I stand today? Young, middle-aged, old, it doesn't matter. Of all this world cosmos that's all around us, it affects all of us, not just the young. Not just the old, it's everybody is affected some way by what's around us. What we are willing to accept, what we allow to go on. But is God, are we looking for God to have that true transforming in our life? See that true confirmation to His image in everything we do and say and allow. But it's got to be from your own heart. Nobody else can live this for you. We've seen that tried. We've saw where mommy and daddy can make you live as right as they can, and we're supposed to, and we're going to do it as long as you're under our roof. But God knows your heart, and only He can change your heart. Only He can change the desires that you have, and only He can truly turn your life around and give you true peace of mind, set your feet on a solid rock to stay, and give you love like you've never known, and peace and joy. But you've got to want it for yourself. It's got to be a hunger in your heart. It's not freely just handed down. But God likes to see a person that's seeking Him with all their heart. Seeking Him for His joy, His peace, His rest. And He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. Amen. He says, it's all right to have wisdom. But if the wisdom if the wisdom isn't correct wisdom from God, divine wisdom becomes natural wisdom. I don't care how much science we have and what more, or education, it's of the devil. I'll prove it to you, the Lord willing, in a few minutes. It's of the devil. Civilization is of the devil. I just got through preaching on that. All the culture and earth and all powers of science, everything is of the devil. It's his gospel. He preached of knowledge in the Garden of Eden, and he took the knowledge, perverted knowledge, contrary to the word and will and plan of God, and now he has had 6,000 years to do just exactly what God did, only in a perverted way, and took the same amount of time to bring his own Eden in. And he has got an Eden here on earth, and it's filled with wisdom and knowledge. That was his gospel at the beginning, knowledge, wisdom, and science. Never did God ever cater to such. And I want you to watch a minute. He did this and that because he was a man of worldly wisdom. And how we should guard against it, saints. Watch what we partake of daily. Watch what we're doing that's training us up. We have to be trained. We have to train our children to work. We have to train them to have jobs. We have so much responsibility. But yet foremost, our obligation is to make sure they know exactly what God wants for them in their life. And you know, sometimes I know I have failed at making sure that maybe I was pushing the stuff in the right direction for him. Maybe I didn't push it hard enough when I should have. But saints, we must make sure we're doing all we can with what God's given us. The hour's late and the hour's dark. And we must make sure. You know, and oh my, how we see the world sweeping in, trying to take and cut away. But always remember, God is always true and faithful to every word. Amen. Amen. As he says here, this is in the message identification. As we were speaking just a little bit the other night about looking in the mirror of God's word. And he was talking about there was a home that he said, so the little boy, he got to his auntie's house. This is page 26, on paragraph 26, page 4. An identification preached in February 16th of 64. So the little boy got to his auntie's house and he was running around like any little boy would, and they noticed him. And he started to walk up the steps, and as he did at the head of the steps, as he was getting close to the steps, he began to see another little boy appearing in this big mirror that was attached to the door. And he stopped and he looked at the little boy, and of course he waved at him and he waved back at him, and he kept getting closer and closer watching the little fella. And the first thing, he reached out his hand and he looked around. His parents was watching him because he had never seen a mirror before, and he said, well, that's me. So I just wonder today, if we couldn't look in the Bible and say, that's me, as we wonder which one it is. Which character in the Bible would we look like? And let's just take a little text now and stay with it for a while as we look into God's word. Let's identify ourselves. For he give others there for examples that we are. Now remember that God takes his spirit, or takes his man, but never his spirit. And Satan takes his man, but never his spirit. So let's see if we can identify our present state now with Bible characters. And they, the Bible said, all things happened back in those days for examples for us. There are examples. And our character molds us to the image of what we are, our character of life that's in us. You take a little germ of life, when it's a germ of a bird, it'll produce a bird. And if a germ of a weed, it'll produce a weed. And a germ of corn, it'll produce corn, see? That's when we find the same thing, like a life of a cancer. See, a germ, cancer germ, it molds a cancer. It's an evil life. A life of a tumor would mold a tumor and so forth. You see, we, our characters is molded by what's on the inside of us. And our outside only expresses what's on the inside. What we are, how we walk. No matter what we say, our life speaks louder than our words does. And God let that be just that way. So we were all born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Came in this world speaking lies. And how we can take God's word and begin to see, even as I'm becoming a young adult or a young person, I can see by the choices I make, the actions I have, what direction I'm headed. And it can show me what I need, what's being, where with the present tense of what my life is producing, what do I need? And how God can change that all around. If you see that it's not working out the way that it should, you see in the scriptures it's not lining up with those things. Oh my, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's there to make those changes for you. He made those changes for me. He can make those changes for anyone that'll ask him. But it's not something you can do on your own. It's not something you can do in yourself. You can be a good person. We can be a good kid. We can be whatever. But it takes God to turn us around and make us line up 100% with that word. We can all do so much in ourselves trying to remember and trying to be this or that. But it'll never hold. It'll never stand the test of time. But Jesus Christ can, and his, when he comes on the control seat of the heart. But how we should be seeking the Lord more. As young people, how we should be, you should be crying out for God. And how you, to search his ways and see what he would have for your life. Because this time is short, saints. There is, he's going to come back just like he said. He's going to return. There's going to be a catching away of a little bride. And we must make sure, because once we have reached the, once you've reached the age of accountability, God knows. And he's give you, he gives us every opportunity as we come in here and we hear the word. If we don't conform to it and we know to do good and do it not, to us it's iniquity. And how we're going to have to pay and give an account for it. But God has made a way of escape, saints, for each and every one of us. And how thankful we ought to be. And those that have tasted of it, how much a greater desire ought to be in our heart to make sure that as we're coming down to these final moments of time, that every word is being made manifest in our lives. What the desire ought to be there. There's churchgoers everywhere. There's people gathering all over the place in lodges and doing all manner of things. But their hearts are far from him. They don't have no love for him. And oh my, how we should be crying out, Lord, move on us in a mighty way, Lord. The revival's dead throughout the land. It's dead, but down in the heart of the little elected, there should be such a revival burning, such a longing and a cry to reach out in the Spirit, a passion to know His will, and how we should see that burning in our hearts and in our lives, and how we should truly be focusing our attention in every last detail to what God has got for us. Lord, what do You have for me, Lord? Where can I climb higher? Where can I grow greater? But oh my, as our brother mentioned this morning, sometimes we get too focused on living here. We get too focused on our 5-year plan or our 10-year plan or where we're going to, what we're trying to build or try to get to or try to gain in life. But oh my, let's live that Jesus Christ might come in the morning. Yes, tomorrow might be the day. Yes. And may we be ready to be caught away. Amen. As we see it taking place, saints, all over. But oh my, here in the message, the Pergamon Church Age, and this is on page 195 in that new Church Age book. It's a little different from the old one on page numbers. But it'd be paragraph 95 or 94. He says, now if a man is born of the Word, he will produce the Word. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The fruit or works of his life will be a product of the kind of seed or the life that is in him. His works, therefore, will be scripture. Oh, what an indictment this truth is going to be against the Pergamon church age. There stands the matchless one, in his hand the sharp sword with two edges. The word of God, and that word will judge us in the last day. In fact, the word is judging even now, for it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It cuts asunder the carnal from the spiritual. It makes us living epistles read and known of all men to the glory of God. Amen. I know thy works. If a man fears that he might not please God, then let him fulfill the word. If a man wonders if he will hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant, let him fulfill the word of God in his life. And assuredly he will hear. Yes. Those words of praise. The word of truth was the criterion then. It's the criterion now. There isn't another standard. There isn't another plumb line. As the world is going to be judged by one, Christ Jesus, even so, it is going to be judged by the Word. If a man wants to know how he's making out, let him do as James suggested and look into the mirror of God's Word. I know thy works. And as he stood there with the Word, examining their lives in the light of the blueprint he had laid out for them, he must have been pleased in goodly measure. For they, like the others who had gone on before, were enduring the persecution of the unjust and still joyful cleaving unto the Lord. Difficult though it was at times to serve the Lord, yet they served him, and they worshipped him in spirit and in truth. But with the false vine it was not so. Alas, they had repudiated the life that is built upon the word, and were now going further and further away from the truth. And their actions bore witness to the depths of which they had sunk. But oh my, may our life be showing that we're reaching out for higher heights in Jesus Christ. And saints, we're living in a time where people just don't care anymore. There's a no-care attitude. They don't really care. They're good at keeping laws and rules and regulations, but them keeping God's word from a desire burning in their heart is far gone. But may we cry out as an individual, Lord, make it real. Let me be an oddball. Lord, let me be a firebrand. And you know our young people are going through tough times, and they're going to go through tougher. There's many things out there, and many a situations. But you know, this book right here and these messages gave us all the direction our teenagers need for marriage, for all sorts of things. It was laid there for us. You don't need to go pick up some worldly literature to figure out anything. Satan will give you all kinds of wrong ways to go about things. But God laid it out, and it's perfect in every way. And it's in there. If you're a young lady and you think you need to start looking for a young man, it's in there what to look for. If you're a young man wanting to look for a young woman, it's in there what you ought to be doing. But first and foremost, make sure you're born again before you ever start. But God's word is laying there. In this tape, someone else may listen to it. But you must make sure God's word comes first in everything we do and say. And we must remember that the time is growing short. And we must run like we've never run before and make sure we're pressing, reaching for that final mark, for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. For he's coming soon, saints. Amen. just a short exhortation. You sisters can come to the instruments. But may we truly focus our attention on what God has for us. You know that Satan has a way, as our brother has mentioned it many times, this raw, hipped up Southern gospel music, they call it, and how the churches are fussing over which is good and which is bad all through the land. It's become quite an argument. But how that music puts a longing. Music is good. It's in the scripture. Go all the way back. You can go clean back to in the early scriptures. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord and beat on the tambourine and play the harp. But you can also go back and see when they split at the Tower of Babel and how Satan moved over and they began to make instruments. And you can see it move in and how the wrong type music just keeps leading to worse music and worse music and worse music. It'll take you, it'll suck you right in. There's a spirit on it. And it'll pull you right away from anything. And I'm warning you young people, pay attention. Stay away from it. It'll take you down the wrong road. But give God an opportunity. Give God the heart. Turn on some good old the tape of Brother Branham singing in the spirit and pray and ask God, Lord, speak to my heart. Let the Holy Spirit move through the words that we have. We're not just here to talk about a message. We're here to live the word that Jesus Christ left for us in this day. We're just not to remember that we had a prophet named William Branham and that, oh, we know what Brother Branham said and we listen to his tapes and we do all these things. But it's got to be the life that was written out in those pages that's coming forth each and every one of us. And it's got to be a hunger from the inside of you. No one can give it to you. You can come in here and feel the precious Holy Spirit. You can feel it woo and speak to your heart. But if you don't give over to it and let God take full control, it'll amount to nothing. But he's always looking. And sometimes it just takes that one step. When you feel him speaking to you, it don't matter if nobody else is feeling it. It doesn't matter who else is just sitting on a bench doing nothing. But if God is speaking to your heart, whether he's leading you to come to this altar and pray, whether he's leading you to stand up, whatever it is, you follow the leading of that Holy Spirit and God will take care of you. It's an individual affair. Mommy and daddy may not make it. Mama and papa may not make it. It doesn't matter, brother or sister. But you as an individual, we must have an assurance that I know that I'll see my Redeemer. Amen. It's got to be a personal revelation to you. Not just things we read, just not things we study. But it's got to be personal to you alone. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. Let's sing that little chorus, Where He Leads Me, I Will Follow, as our brother comes. Amen. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me,
that makes me think of many times when I was young, and I think how by God's grace there was something there constantly nudging and pulling, drawing. And what a precious thing that is to have something pulling on the inside, a deep calling to the deep, as the prophet spoke on. Oh, it's to me that is one of the most precious things God can give. Because I'm old enough to see what happens in life. I've seen it take place. I've seen it take place in my own family. And as I've mentioned before, my own natural brothers and sister. The things that they would get into and do and try to hide. And yet there was something always there, just a little still small voice. Don't do it. Don't do it. Didn't know why. Didn't know why that couldn't fully understand things. When kids at school would offer joints of marijuana, invite you to their parties and to do things. It was terrible. Something on the inside. No. No. I have nothing to do with it. I have nothing to do with it. Stay away from it. As I look back, I'm so thankful for that something on the inside. Not even being filled with the Holy Ghost yet. But there was a deep call into the deep. Oh, I thank God for it so much. It's such a blessing, you know. Not everybody may experience that in a young and in a youth like I did. For God had a purpose for me. He knew I'd be called to the ministry. But still, regardless of what time of life that may be, if there is that something calling on the inside and drawing, you ought to be so thankful. And you ought to feed it with all that's in you. And forget about everything until you reach that place that's calling you. Forget all about it. It's worth it all to be His child. It's worth it all to serve Him through each last long mile. Because I see where my friends went in school. I see the results of many of them now. Many of them are dead. In them now, they've had so many drugs that they've done passed away. Many of them have been alcoholics, and their bodies so ate up, livers destroyed, barely living at my age. I thank God, rich in mercy. It was so readily available everywhere, you know. Sin was everywhere, and sin is everywhere today. Amen. Sin is here everywhere for you, to be offered to you. But for something on the inside, sin, stay away from it. Something, cry out to God. You ought to cry out to God. I did many times. It was years before I really found Him. Was still that cry in my heart to find Jesus Christ. One day I found Him. Yes. And everything was different from then on. Amen. Amen. But you're only going to walk this life one time. What is our life? A vapor. It vanished away. What will you do with it? What will you hear calling in your heart? What do you feel on the inside? Do you stand there and say, I don't feel nothing, Brother Steve, nothing? Then at least, once you cry out, ask God to put something there. Give God a chance. Amen. Amen. Give Him a chance. But how everything ought to be forgotten until you first find Him. It's like Brother Smith said when he asked for Brother Branham's daughter, Rebecca. And he told Brother George, he said, you get the Holy Ghost first. You get that first. And then we'll talk about the other later. Amen. But oftentimes we want to do all the other first. But we need to see what's most important. So I pray this day, with even the message tonight, we have caused something to stir in somebody's heart. I've caused something to come alive in a little greater way. Because remember, we may not see each other tomorrow. Very possible. For we live a very fragile life. And it is possible. It is very positive. That death is there. Very positive. None of us can get away from it. None of us. The only way we will is if the Lord Jesus appears and we go to rapture. But we have to be ready for that. Everything has to be just right. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, how we stand here tonight. And as the Holy Spirit knocks on the door of the hearts of the people, Who will answer the knock? Who will be able to hear the knock? Who will know that you're trying to knock? Lord Jesus, you already have that answer. For you know all things. And Lord, we stand here tonight, we don't know what tomorrow will bring. We don't have no idea. We might think, well, I've got to get up in the morning, I go to work. Might think we got to get up and go to school. Might be thinking we got to get up and clean the house and take care of the children. But tomorrow may never be ours. But Lord, help us to receive today. This is the day of salvation. Today, to receive Christ. And Lord, if there's a young person in here, an old person, a middle-aged person, the Lord hasn't found you yet. Oh, it'd be so nice, Lord, if they couldn't go to sleep tonight. They may try to lay down, and they begin to toss and turn. That'd be so nice. It'd be so nice, Lord, if something begin to torment them. And something bother them so bad. The knowing, Father, there's a thirst working. A hunger. Until they find that satisfying portion. It'd be so nice, Lord, if they couldn't go to sleep. They couldn't sleep tomorrow, and they couldn't eat tomorrow, and they couldn't eat the next day, and their bodies would become weak. Oh, that'd be so nice. The Lord Jesus, through desperation, they may find Jesus Christ. That would be so nice. Lord, let it be to thee and to thy people, according to thy will, God. Bless us now. As we part from this little place, may you, Lord, be the most important one in our life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day and for every day. And if we should live, and if you should tarry, and if it be thy will, Lord, may we glorify thy name tomorrow. Thy holy name be praised and honor received. Thy glorious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I love him. I love him because he first loved me. You will sing it? Amen. I love him.
God bless you. You're dismissed.